WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer are getting ready to take questions from reporters after announcing a new tech deal. CBS's Ed O'Keefe from the UK.
Tariffs and trade are expected to top the agenda during the conversations here today. But we're also likely going to hear about how the two leaders are dealing with ways to resolve the wars in Ukraine and Gaza.
Reaction from Hollywood after ABC suspended Jimmy Kimmel Live indefinitely over the host's claims the Trump administration politicized Charlie Kirk's killing. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Comedian Wanda Sykes, who is scheduled to appear as Kimmel's guest Wednesday, accused the Trump administration of ending free speech.
Three police officers killed, two critical after they tried to execute an arrest warrant in southern Pennsylvania. State Police Colonel Christopher Paris.
We would like to advise the community that there is no current active threat.
The suspect was killed by police. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. New technology released for rising rivers and floods. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
NOAA's new river flooding maps are out in western parts of Wisconsin. Mainly focused on the Mississippi River Valley, this is a new tool that visually shows in high resolution street-level views of where floodwaters may rise onto land. It basically puts water on a map for forecasters to see precisely what streets and homes are at risk. It calculates the current flow of rivers and gives a new forecast update every hour for the National Weather Service to use. This will help with both flood forecasting and warnings. The flood inundation mapping, called FIP, can also forecast up to 5 days out. The program started just 2 years ago, but only covered Louisiana, New York, Pennsylvania, and Texas. Now, 60% of the country has this new information to work with. By next year, NOAA says the entire country will be covered, including eastern areas of Wisconsin, near Lake Michigan, and up north. The National Water Prediction Forecast models will be used for more than 3.6 million river miles. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Wisconsin State Assembly has passed a proposed bill that would effectively require state employees to return to in-person work full-time. The bill requires 80% of state employee work time in office. It passed 51-44 along party lines in the Republican-controlled state assembly. Democratic lawmakers argued the bill would not help the state government operate more effectively, saying remote work options help state agencies recruit and retain good workers from across Wisconsin and consolidate remaining physical workspaces. FRM Fest is Saturday, September 20th. This free, family-friendly music festival is at Robinson Park in Wisconsin Rapids from noon to 9 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Let's start the show. Time to get into it. On a Thursday, you got your host James behind the mic, joined by our head of production, our co-host Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
Hope you all are having a great start to your Thursday. Thanks for joining us, best listeners in radio. We got a lot of fun things lined up this morning. We're going to kick it off the way we like to with our good friend Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. Can you believe it's 70 degrees outside already?
Wow.
Yeah, I felt it. I did the whole thing where I went out and, you know, most Wisconsinites, it doesn't matter what day of the year it is, you go out, you probably got a hoodie or something on.
Just in case.
Right.
I was hot in the car. I was like, wait, what's going on? It's September. It's weird. And then I apologize, Brady. I really do enjoy your weather and I tend to listen pretty closely to it. I was not able to this morning kind of flipping around and doing some things, spinning some plates behind the scenes here, and I heard FIP
FIP
is what I meant.
Yeah.
FIP. See, I really wasn't listening close enough.
caught your attention, right?
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. What was FIP? What was that you were talking about?
Yeah, so it's this pretty cool new tool that NOAA and the National Weather Service and all those forecasters have to use. I don't even have access to it, but basically what it is it shows where the rivers could rise. It's analyzing rivers and stream flow every single hour. So it's very updated, and it shows pretty much water on a map where it would cover homes, land, streets.
Wow.
So it really helps pinpoint and precisely forecast where to evacuate, who's going to see some floodwaters, because we all know that the rain is just ramping up these days, more and more of it, and it happens fast. So we're on top of it. This has just been released. It was only in 10% of the country for a while, and then it got expanded to 60%. So now we have it in western parts of Wisconsin, and then by next year, they say all of the country will have access to this. So it's a pretty cool new tool.
Yeah. Wow. Ain't science something.
And just, I don't know, coolness, on the coolness chart, 1A, 1B of it being accessible to everybody.
Right.
That's really cool. That's really cool.
Nice.
Hear. Thank you, Brittany. I appreciate that. Thanks for catching us up on that one. That's very interesting. Awesome to hear about. How is it looking around here today with Mother Nature?
Well, things are getting dark and damper, especially as we move closer and closer to the weekend. So you can already tell more clouds out there. That's going to be the case. Less and less sunlight. We may see spots of it still this afternoon, but also mixed with chances for showers and maybe a small storm as we go into early this evening. Those chances continue into tomorrow, especially in the afternoon and evening. That rain ramps up. It could be heavy at times, and it doesn't quit on Saturday either. Showers and storms continuing. Starts to wind down on Sunday, but even more might want to strike on Monday. So a very wet pattern ahead. Highs will be falling. Today we'll scrape the low 80s, but by tomorrow we'll be in the mid-70s, down to the low 70s on Saturday, and then climbing back to the mid-70s to close the weekend out and cruise into next week. I don't see any 80s in the future. I see more mid to upper 70s hanging around next week, but it's going to be a wet one. We could see an inch to 2 inches by the time the weekend is all said and done, and some storms could put down heavier amounts, which, you know, that flooding forecast for the rivers is a good thing now.
There you go, yeah.
I know for a lot of us, in this room and around, the Civic Media Company and family and everything, a lot of us love fall. I thought something fun that we could do next month is going over with Brittany the fall foliage and where to see it, what's peaking here and there. That, wonderful morning show topic that, a lot of people are going to be covering and everything, but we get Brittany to cover it with.
That's right.
I thought that'd be fun.
Absolutely.
I was bookmarking a couple things from Travel Wisconsin and everything yesterday, and all I could think about is, oh, man, I'm not going to be wearing shorts this time next month. It's literally the first thought that went in my head. That is where I am as an adult.
Really means summer's over, right?
At
that point.
Like, so, I was literally like, oh. Really hurt my heart.
I know. It's a little sad to think about. I mean, the first day of fall is officially on Monday, too. So that's around the corner.
That's wild. Yeah.
I don't even have good legs. Like, there's no real reason for me to be like wanting to wear shorts. I don't know. Brittany, we appreciate you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Have a good one, you guys.
You too. Best in the business right there. We appreciate you, Brett. We're going to get into some fun stuff this hour, Seth and I. We not only have this idea of what maybe a policy should be for line cutters at drive-thrus. We will go over that. Anxiety for men. What do we get anxious over? Getting into that, talking
that
about it a little
bit.
Got some interesting stuff there. 10 o'clock hour, going to kick off the way we like it to on a Thursday with our Pet of the Week from Southwood County Humane Society. After that, we'll get into a little bit of entertainment news. A gig Ed Sheeran turned down. SNL creator, overall overseer, Lauren Michaels.
Guru, whatever you want to call him.
Broke his silence on the cuts that recently happened. We'll talk about that a little bit. And then I got a great one for us, Seth. 20 major classic rock bands that can still reunite with their most famous lineups.
Really?
Yeah. So we'll get into this a little bit more later, but I think once we get into the topic, you're really going to be interested
in
this.
Yeah, I think I'm
who
curious.
Can actually still form and do these things and
very
stuff.
Cool.
Of course, got our schedule to get into good stories of the day, and we've got a ton of local events we want to focus on and talk about. But on this day, we have to start with National Cheeseburger Day.
Cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Nice.
No, we got a Pepsi, no Coke.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Pepsi, no Coke.
A cheeseburger, as they call it.
If you get that reference, thank you. You are my people. Saturday Night Live. It lives rent-free in my brain, as it turns out.
And honestly, though, I bet there's a lot of people around here that have maybe, if they have not been to the Billy Goat, at least know it. They've heard this before. It's a Midwest thing. I think it's pretty famous.
So. And they actually kind of like, they had to kind of pull back on the accents so that people could actually understand them. Because when you've actually been to the Billy Goat, it is much thicker. It is much different. I feel like I know certain like languages just because of that, the Billy Goat.
Right.
Just because of being there.
It helps you decipher things. Yeah.
And you should. It's great food. Great food, by the way. I don't know if people talk about that enough, but really
they actually have one, I think, at O'Hare. They've got in the food court there, they have a Billy Goat, which is pretty cool. I like that.
That I did not know how to feel when I first was flying out over here and I saw that. I'm like, I still don't know. When it comes to cheeseburgers in our household, I can grill a darn good burger.
Sure.
But then there's my father, who has a Cal Ripken-like streak of never making a bad burger. From childhood to literally yesterday, where he's out there on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I've got to say to not just my father, but this is basically to my father, but to all men out there.
Right.
Because this is directed at men. Okay. If that sounds sexist, you go ahead and throw this back in my face. Women grill all the time. My mother, my grandmother, all them grilled. But when it comes to what I'm about to say, let it go, man. That grill is dead. My father has duct tape and has like all these different things around this grill. Like we're not rich, but he can get a new grill.
Right.
But this man has been hanging on to this grill the last two summers, and just yesterday we finally got him to agree the next in the winter here or whatever. Yeah. They're on sale and all that.
Yeah. Look for the deals, right? Yeah.
He's gonna finally do it because yesterday it caught on fire.
Yeah. Oh boy, that's always fun.
It literally like not the kind of fire where you can grill.
No.
No, parts of it that should not be on fire.
That has happened to me in the past, and that's exciting. It's kind of a little scary,
that's happening, and he's still flipping the burgers. He's still making
burgers. No, now you need to step away. Yeah, step away from the grill now.
Yeah, here's some salt. Here's like all the salt we have. Let's put that out. Like, but still, the streak continues. It was a great burger.
Even with that, it was still good.
Yeah,
very good.
So I already got this down to cheeseburger day. I got that out of my system. I can have a cheeseburger every day almost. It is National Cheeseburger Day, and there are two ways to celebrate. One, having a cheeseburger, and two, finally throwing away that box of Hamburger Helper that you're never going to eat.
Cheeseburger Helper.
Of course, celebrating it by talking about what is your favorite type of cheeseburger, what do you like on there.
Oh, okay.
There's a list online of strangest burger toppings people have had that somehow worked, that they stand by. They say this is a great one.
Okay, now, before we get into this, is there really anything strange? I mean, let us observe the cheeseburger just as it is, the most simplest form.
Mm.
It's ground up cow meat with a piece of cow like made, you know, a topping on it, right? On a that's weird. That is a weird thing, and it's made round. I mean, not all of them are round, and some of them are square. But the idea of that is just that's weird. Okay, so if you put anything else on top, I think it's par for the course, right?
I mean, my favorite is cow with a little bit of a pig on it with bacon.
See, exactly.
Yeah,
put bacon, your pig on your cow,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes. I never, somebody looked at those two animals and were like, you know what? That's going to go good together.
Honestly, you look at any food and it's weird.
Yeah.
If you really look at it, it's like, why do we do this again? Yeah. That's kind of strange.
I try just not to think about it too much. Like,
it's probably fair.
Like, maybe one of the few topics in life I don't overthink.
Let's not do that.
To me, my classic, my go-to, the burger that my oldest friend and I created was the bagel bacon double cheeseburger.
That's right. Yeah, and you've spoken of this before.
It's an amazing burger. Encourage all to try it. There is no copyright on this.
That soggy bottom bun.
We could have copyrighted it, but yes, the soggy bottom bun.
That's what created the necessity to create the bagel burger.
In the in food crimes, in food crimes, the soggy bottom is a felony. It's a felony to me. Now, some would tell you that's a misdemeanor. That's a felony, man. A soggy bottom bun, if you were delivering that to your customers or to your family, that's a misdemeanor at least. At least a misdemeanor.
There's food crime? Does that mean there's food police?
It's got to be. No, we don't. I don't know if we need
Guy
that.
Guy Fieri, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, our officers have enough on their plate. I do love the idea of Guy Fieri trying to tell me what to do.
Yeah, right.
I don't mind Guy Fieri, but I do find it funny. When it comes to weird toppings, I think we all have maybe something that we've tried.
Yeah, I think so.
Go back to it or not. Here are some of the weirder ones that have worked. Peanut butter. Someone said, don't knock it till you try it.
I've heard that before. There's a peanut butter. And I've spoken before of a bar, the Anchor in Superior. And one of their most popular burgers is a cashew burger. Literally, a burger with cashew nuts on it.
Mm.
And that's very close to peanuts. I mean, so I'm telling you.
Huh.
It's probably more popular than we think.
A glazed donut for a bun. I've had that, but I don't think the donut wasn't fresh enough.
Sugar bagel, you mean?
Yeah, right, basically. The donut wasn't fresh enough. You could tell the donut had been out
stale.
For too long. Yeah, and so you didn't even really taste the donut. You just taste the glaze.
Yeah,
and that's glaze too much. And meat don't go
that
very good
together.
That
doesn't sound very appetizing.
To me, yeah. I don't, but I think that if you made it right, like you got a good glazed donut.
A good fresh donut, yeah.
That didn't get soggy on the bottom. Fennel, brie cheese, fig jam, and bacon all together. Oh, so fennel, brie cheese, fig jam, and bacon.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
I would try that.
Yeah. If you eat a blue burger, you know, with like blue cheese on, yeah, that's fine. Seriously.
Refried beans, guacamole, and a pico de gallo.
That's a taco kind of burger, or a Mexican burger, if you will. That sounds fine. No problem there.
I've never, like, I like a lot of mashups in most things, mm-hmm. and especially in entertainment and all that.
Sure.
I have no interest in the burger pizza. Or the burger that's trying to be a pizza.
The pizza burger, basically. Just have like mozzarella cheese in the middle or whatever.
Just give me the real thing. Right, give me a burger. Sure.
Give me a pizza. We don't need to have them together, right? They're fine by themselves, right?
Yeah. If I'm in the mood for one, I don't need something that's going to confuse me. I don't need something. I've got enough in life that does that. Pineapple fused to the burger with cheese.
Yeah, no, I can see that. The sweet and savory together, that's fine.
I like it. I would like it a lot more. You tell me the pineapple's grilled.
There you go. Well, it makes sense. It's right next to there on the, next to the burger. Yeah. And they got the grill. You got the pineapple there. Yeah, I think that'd work. Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of what you were talking about before. Or not so much, I guess. Peanut sauce and pickled ginger.
Ooh.
Huh.
That would be a little different. Peanut sauce.
Huh.
Instead of, your normal ketchup and mustard.
Yeah.
Okay, just a little different savory. Yeah, no, that's fine.
I, just a note to everybody, every industry that makes burgers, not so much ketchup. I don't know that anybody has ever ordered a burger and they were like, I'm so glad that they doused it in ketchup. I don't know that that's a thing. I don't think you need to do that.
No, I agree. And if I had my druthers, it'd just be mustard because that's my favorite condiment.
Oh, right on.
So I would do it without ketchup. Ketchup's fine. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just on a burger. But
I don't need a lot of condiment.
No.
And I don't need a lot of, like, a touch of it, sure. But it doesn't need to be like half tomato for me to get it. Green olives.
Mm. Oof. Mm. I'm going to pass on that one. I'm going to pass.
I got to tell my brother that one. He loves olives.
See if he does the olive burger. Yeah.
I could see how people... that would not surprise me to see somebody eating a burger with olives.
Or even chop it up and put it like in the burger meat. That would make sense.
Oh, that's not bad.
I wouldn't eat it, but it would make sense.
right. Same here, yeah. A slice of fried bologna. No, thank you.
I'm just not a bologna guy. I heard that before? But yeah, I can hear you on that. But again, it's like putting any other second meat on top of meat kind of thing. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of pull to that.
Wait, you don't like bologna?
Yeah, not a bologna
guy. You're Italian and you don't like bologna,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I know.
Wow. I'm talking good bologna, not the lunch meat. I'm talking about good, actual bologna, right?
Yeah, just never been my thing.
Okay.
It's a weird meat to me. It's a weird one. I don't know.
Salami, pastrami, those are fine,
a little bit of the pot calling the kettle black.
The capicola is fine.
Me calling something weird is a little, James, maybe look in the mirror a little bit. Banana.
I could do the pineapple. I don't know if I could do the banana. I'd have to avoid the banana on that one.
I love bananas, but I don't want it on my banana.
No.
Fried mac and cheese instead of normal cheese.
Totally. You could do that. Yeah. Yeah. It's all right.
Cold cheese, especially deli American.
Huh?
I don't know what I just said.
Isn't that what is on a normal cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Or because it's usually melted on. Maybe they just say, just like put it straight. Okay, you got everything ready. You do not melt it on. You just throw it on there real quick. So it's cold. Yeah.
I've done this before, but like when I'm making food for myself, I'm grilling a burger just for myself and I forgot to put the cheese on first the system that we all have for doing it. Because everybody does it a little bit
different. Yeah, their own little thing. Yeah.
And I threw it on there. Not bad.
No.
Yeah, I've had that before.
Serviceable. We'll call it that. Yeah.
Much better with it melted, I think.
I agree. Yeah.
Marshmallow fluff and chili sauce.
Wow.
Well, now we're getting there.
Now we're getting to the whack stuff
okay,
here.
Now that's weird. That's pretty out there.
Sorry, anyone who likes that, that's a little weird. We got to put that out there.
How about hot dogs as a burger topping?
I have seen that. I have seen that before. And no. Another thing, we should keep them separate from each other.
Yeah.
They're fine on their own. Hot dogs, fine on, you know,
I
on their own.
I am positive that there is a Major League Baseball park out there that is doing at least 90% of these.
Yes.
If not on, and all on the same burger.
Oh,
all
man.
All on the same burger. That's all it is.
Fantastic.
And finally, gummy bears.
What?
Now, why you do that to gummy bears?
Yeah.
What gummy bears are great. They just leave them alone. They don't need anything. You know gummy bears are good because they don't ever come with anything other than gummy bears.
That's
it.
That's right. They don't need it.
They're fine the way they are. By the way, 82% of Americans like cheeseburgers. That's a pretty darn
high
percentage.
Really high number.
66% of people like them topped with American cheese, with cheddar being a close second. Mm. Swiss is third, followed by pepper jack and provolone.
Okay.
All decent. But I'm a classic guy. Give me the old American cheese.
I am a sucker.
Cheddar's not bad.
I'm a sucker for anything with beef and blue cheese on it.
Mm.
So if you have a good blue cheeseburger, I'm on board. Like a steak, same thing.
Yeah, I know. Just
love them. I
really want a burger now. I really want a burger.
I can't imagine why.
I know one place that serves them pretty darn good. Our good friends over at El Cafe. We'll be talking about them and the birthday and anniversary club when we come back on The Morning Show.
If you're looking for the perfect spot to cure your sweet tooth, visit El Cafe. They've got an incredible pie selection daily with options like apple, pumpkin, and blueberry. They've even got cheesecakes like cherry, triple berry, and fudge. El Cafe pies are the perfect way to end a great meal or just a good excuse to stop in for a slice. See what all the fuss is about at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Now available for pre-order or with meals. Stop by El Cafe and grab yours today by calling 715-887-2233.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. A doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids.
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly sunny, maybe a stray shower or storm today, and a high within a few degrees of 80. A slight storm chance for tonight, low in the upper 50s. More storms around Friday, high-low 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. It's 69 degrees right now.
Time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. Check out some of those amazing specials, like the pulled pork Benedict. They got a meatball sub over there that sounds amazing.
So eggs and pork. Oh, man, that goes so well together. Ah, that sounds so good.
How about pork chop suey?
Pork chop suey, which is a great play on words, by the way.
Yeah,
good. Speaking of burgers, real quick, man, if you've not had their cheese curd burger at El Cafe, it was so good.
Oh, I don't think
man.
I have. Oh.
You got to try it. It's so good.
Definitely try that. And you can try it today. Get on over to El Cafe today over there at 221 Market Avenue. Wish them a good morning from all of us. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community.
100%.
And get us those birthdays and anniversaries so we can get celebrating with you, everybody. We want to hear from you. Email us info@WFHR.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages or call on up.
715-424-2600. Call up right now, everyone. We had someone call yesterday during this time period. It was great. Thank you for giving us those birthdays. If you want to wish someone live on the air, now's your time to do it.
Keep them coming, everybody. We love celebrating with you. Taking a look at our list today, Seth, I need a 1 through 4.
Let's do 4 today.
All right.
I haven't done that in a while.
Let's get that. Yeah, there we go. Oh, interesting. All right. We'll get in. Boom. All right. And our first up, before we get into the list, I have to wish a very happy 47th anniversary to Jim and Pam Maloff.
Oh, why? Well, congratulations, Jim and Pam.
My my favorite couple of all time.
You know,
a little biased.
You know, I, as little as I know about Jim and Pam Mayloff, I do know that in order to survive the children they had, it's an amazing accomplishment to be married 47 years.
That's a great response. I didn't see that. Yeah, it was good. My mom and dad have been together since they were 15 and 16. They are
high school sweethearts.
Yeah, the definition of foolish romantics to me. what I see as a couple and what I envision of the right couples or good coupling, two individuals that came together as a team,
that's right.
but always remained individuals.
Yep, that's right. 100%.
And my God, do they remain individuals?
They complement each other. They're like you said, it's good. They're teammates. They're not. They don't complete each other or anything like that. It's the They are who they are, but they work well together, like cheese and burgers.
Nicely done. Good callback. Good callback. Really, really do. Not only because me and my I wouldn't be here, but more importantly, my brother and sister wouldn't be here without them. But also what they did for us and everything they have given to us and sacrificed to us. It's not just in that way, but in so many other ways. Not only wouldn't be here, but wouldn't be enjoying life without them. They're amazing human beings, and wishing you a great anniversary, you two.
Happy anniversary.
You guys better go out to eat tonight. They talk about it and they never do it.
You're going to have to like drive them to the restaurant.
I'm going
to. Just pick, okay, we're going now. Just get in the car.
I'm
going
to be chaperoning them. I'm going to be sitting out in the car, out in the parking lot, just to make darn sure that they don't. My dad doesn't try to sneak out in the back or something. We also want to wish a very happy birthday to another friend of ours around here, Promise Bakken.
Oh, happy birthday, Promise.
Promise has joined us many times over the last year or so with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce and everything. Promise is awesome and also has just as awesome of a name.
That's a great name,
isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a great name.
Yeah. Hope it's not too much to live up to, Promise. That's all I would say.
A happy birthday to Debbie Fensel.
Happy birthday, Debbie.
Deb Fensel. Deb Fensel.
Debbie, you know. Either or.
Enjoy your day, Deb. Enjoy your day. And we hope it's a good one for
you.
We also want to wish a happy fourth anniversary to Mitch McNaughton and Alexis Johnson McNaughton.
Oh, wow. That's a really long name. But hey, congratulations to you. 4 years. That's great. That's awesome.
I wish you both a very happy anniversary, and as a romantic, I tell you this, as a fellow human being, I tell you this. Until I meet them, I'm not going to believe those are real people. I think somebody was just trying to mess with me and get me to get tongue-tied.
With those names, yes.
Mitch and Alexis, we wish you a great one. Enjoy your day. Hope it's a fantastic anniversary.
Absolutely.
As much as I love the 47th or some of those early anniversaries just really hit the heart. It's really cool. Have a great one, Mitch and Alexis. Mm-hmm. And our qualifier today, Betty Anderson.
Happy birthday, Betty.
Enjoy the day, Betty.
Yes.
Hope it's a great one for you. Yeah. You're a qualifier. Brag to all your friends and family.
Solid name, Betty Anderson. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it is.
Like
it
that
is.
One.
Who do you share your birthdays and anniversaries with? Well, Allison Loehman comes up first on the list. She is 46. Tim McGraw's daughter in Flicka, and she was in a couple of other movies. She's a good actor.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Jason Sudeikis is 50.
Wow. Really? He doesn't look 50.
He is Ted Lasso.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, a Saturday Night Live alum for many years. A lot of great Horrible Bosses. He's been in a couple
good
of
movies,
flicks and everything. Good career. I really enjoyed him, and I don't think I appreciated it enough on SNL when I go back and watch sketches, and I'm like, oh, yeah, he was really like...
He's a good straight man. He's a very good straight man, yeah.
So much more versatile than I really remembered him being until I go back and watch these sketches and stuff, and he is way more versatile than I thought. Very talented.
Mm-hmm.
James Marsden is 52. Cyclops in the X-Men movies. He was also a Teddy in Westworld, which was his, I think, his greatest role. He was so good in that show. Prince Edward in Enchanted. He is Tom in the Sonic movies.
I was going to say, he's in the Sonic movies, too. He actually does a pretty good job in those.
And has a fantastic role on 30 Rock, where he ends up with Tina Fey.
Oh, really?
And to my ire. When that show was on and that happened, I remember actually literally being mad at James Marsden. Like why that James? I'm a James.
No, well, you know, to be, I mean, he's a very handsome man. James Marsden
goes way above me, way above me.
But other than that, he's very versatile. He can play comedy. He can do drama. He's very good.
He's a good actor.
He's a good
actor. Yes, he is good. And we wish a happy birthday to Aisha Tyler, 55 for her. She is one of the great voices on Archer. She was a host of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Hosted Talk Soup for a little. little while.
Oh, okay.
Great comedian and actress.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked her. Let's see here. Oh, Jada Pinkett Smith is 54.
Wow. Yeah. Great actor, too.
Yes, yes.
Not nearly in enough stuff, though.
No.
I know she kind of did the mom thing there and everything, yeah. But she's always so good.
Frankie Avalon is 85.
Wow.
Teen idol from the 50s. Did a lot of beach movies back in the day with Annette Funicello.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know he was still alive. That's awesome.
His biggest hit was Venus, but also known for singing Beauty School Dropout in Grease, of course.
Yeah, that was a comeback for him. Yeah,
man,
that's right.
Did they use some grease on that camera? It'll go back and watch Frankie Avalon and that. He looks younger than the cast.
He's got like a whole football team of kids, if I remember correctly. Yes, He's got a lot of kids, too. So
And an incredible career. Career. Like, especially you look at the 50s and everything, and you can't talk about it without them.
No, those beach movies, they're corny, yeah, but they're fun. Check them out. They're a lot of fun.
One of the best comedic character actors any of us will ever see, Fred Willard, born in the state in 1933. Phil's dad on Modern Family. Martin Mull's partner in Roseanne. He was, of course, Ed Harkin in Anchorman. Lieutenant Bob in Spinal Tap. Best in Show. So many of those movies.
All of the Christopher Guest movies, he's in every one of those. One, a great improv artist.
Yes.
I mean, one of the quickest minds, funniest people that ever lived, honestly. I think he was, personally.
I genuinely think when we talk about character actors, Fred Willard would be one of the top five names of, you may not know his name, but you know him.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean to any generation in the last, four generations, last five, right. You know, that you'd know Fred Willard. You may not know his name, but you pull up a picture of
him. You see him, you know exactly who he is.
Yeah. Yep. And a wonderful actor.
And his voice, too. He had a very distinctive voice as well.
We talk about this when we lose stars early and everything all the time. River Phoenix for me is maybe at the top of the list of actors that I would have loved to have seen in late age.
Sure.
And see them do it.
How would he have progressed, evolved? Yeah, as
I'd
an
love
actor,
to have seen them done, this older roles. Like, say River Phoenix as Atticus Finch. And I know that sounds insane to a lot of people out there, but picture him in his 50s, in his 60s,
sure.
Aged a bit, and being able to do roles that you can't do when you're in your 20s because it's Atticus Finch. It's
right,
an
right,
older
yeah.
player role. I'd love to have seen that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right after him is probably James Gandolfini. One of my all-time favorites. Tony Soprano, of course, in The Sopranos. But as we were talking about with the passing of Robert Redford, The Last Castle is a complete acting marathon. And him and Redford going back and forth. And I promise you, like a prize fight, they share rounds.
Right.
There's scenes where Gandolfini is not just hanging with, but be acting better than Robert Redford, who is one of the greatest actors you'll ever see.
Right.
Gandolfini, he was so much more than Tony Soprano, while also being one of the greatest, most iconic TV characters of all time.
Right. One of my favorite...
Way too young.
Yes. One of my favorite roles, Get Shorty.
He's so good in it.
He has this, he's supposed to be a tough guy in that, but he's actually just a teddy bear. He plays that. So it was kind of an early Tony Soprano role, actually.
Way
maybe that's why
Sopranos.
He got the role. I don't know. But he was a fantastic actor, 100%.
Yeah, miss him all the time.
Yeah.
I probably don't go a couple months without thinking about him and missing that guy.
Yeah.
Dee Dee Ramone, also born in this day in 1951, bass player for the Ramones.
For the Ramones. Not his real name. Put that out there.
I would somebody said that. What did you want to name your kid? Dee Dee.
What?
Okay.
That's a cartoon character's name.
We'll come back and we're going to get into this. Should all drive-thrus have this policy for line cutters? We've got that coming up for you, everybody. We encourage you to head to El Cafe and enjoy. We'll be back with more show coming up.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. With the Packers back in action and the Brewers heading to the postseason, the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding sports fans to look out for fake memorabilia scams. Agency officials say scammers have been posting advertisements on social media for fake sports memorabilia with high-quality pictures and cheap prices to lure potential victims. The BBB is reminding residents to research the company before making a purchase, check for certificates of authenticity, and be wary of deals that seem too good to be true. The city of Wisconsin Rapids has a new website. The design has changed in an effort to make it easy to stay informed and in touch with city officials. The new website is wirapids.gov. Once there, you'll see quick links to report an issue, sign up for city meeting notifications, find info on garbage and recycling pickup, learn about current and upcoming street closures, pay bills, find election info, and explore area parks. When you click on City Meetings, you can see what is coming up and find past agendas and minutes. You can also subscribe for notifications. You will need to sign into the website before you can subscribe and verify your email address. After that, you'll be able to choose which notifications you'd like to receive and if you want them by email or text or both. If you want only email, once you've checked the email box, you're done. If you want notifications by text, check the little phone icon, enter your phone number, and click on Save. Back on the home page, there are tabs at the top that are easy to navigate. They include City Government, City Departments, Business, Residents, and Community. If you're looking for more information about Wisconsin Rapids, you can head to wirapids.gov. I'm Melissa Kay, and you're listening to WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers over the Angels. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-2 win over the Angels. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff, with his 10th win of the season, has the freedom to decide when he's ready to play. Why? Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him emphatically. What this guy has been through on the mound and the way he operates, he knows what he's doing. It's underrated for this team this year, what he's done. What's our record since Woody started with us? That's something else. And I'll tell you, the pitching coaches have done a great job with him.
NFL, the Packers in Cleveland on Sunday. I asked Packers quarterback Jordan Love why the Browns' Myles Garrett is so highly regarded.
You know, he's one of those guys that can wreck a game for an offense, so definitely always got to know where he's at.
After Myles, what stands out on how the Browns' defense performed against the Bengals and the Ravens?
Man, I think they're just a really sound defense. You know, I think watching film, you know, they don't do a whole lot of crazy coverages. You know, they're pretty set in what they want to run. One of those defenses where it's like, hey, we're going to run this, and you guys got to come out and find ways to stop it.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Emmy Awards were a lot of fun for actress Kristen Milioti, who won an Emmy for her role on The Penguin. Once the actual award show ended, though, the night went south. Literally, when Milioti took a tumble and dropped her Emmy while arriving at an after party. The actress plays Sofia Falcone in the Batman spinoff and beat out some pretty stiff competition in Michelle Williams, Rashida Jones, and Cate Blanchett. To the best of my knowledge, the Emmy was not hurt. More news from the Emmys, and more specifically, the show White Lotus. The previous 3 years saw White Lotus as an Emmy darling, but this year the cast was completely shut out despite all 7 supporting actors drawing nominations. White Lotus Season 3 won 1 Emmy this year for original main title music. If a show could win an Emmy award for beautiful settings, White Lotus would probably be 4 for 4. While on the red carpet, Season 3 stars Parker Posey and Jason Isaacs let it slip that Season 4 will take place in the south of France. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You've probably heard about investors who got in on the ground floor of a company that grew to be a huge success. But successful investing isn't about luck or genius. Instead, it's about building durability. Here are some suggestions. First, think long term. Most investors make their money over time, not overnight. You'll want a well-diversified portfolio of quality investments and plan to own them for the long term. Next, invest in quality. For stocks, quality is often measured by the steadiness of earnings and dividend growth over time. For bonds, one measure is an investment-grade credit rating with a relatively low risk of default. And finally, build a long-term strategy to provide a roadmap for your investment choices. You may want to make changes periodically, but do it for the right reasons, like changing goals or tolerance for risk.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Canopy, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly sunny, maybe a stray shower or storm today, and a high within a few degrees of 80. A slight storm chance for tonight. Low in the upper 50s. More storms around Friday, high low 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. It's 69 degrees right now.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here on WFHR, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. That guitar just always hits me. That's something about a Barry guitar.
The way he played it, by the way, it's because of his playing two strings at once. Like the basically he normally when you hear, you know, regular, especially before this, there was, you know, the normal way of playing just one guitar string at a time when you're playing the melody, but he did two. And that's an old technique. He didn't invent it, but it's what made his guitar sound different than everyone else's. So
I think my dad tried to tell me about that once, and I was too little, and I was just doing just, the duck walk. Yeah. I was just doing the duck walk.
Yeah, that's what you want to do, right? Yeah.
Should all drive-thrus have this policy for line cutters?
Okay.
A woman in L.A. jumped on TikTok after somebody cut in front of a bunch of cars at an In-N-Out. It's notorious for long lines that take 30 minutes or more.
Wow.
And they are not kidding, especially the L.A. In-N-Out. Oh, my God.
So it's how popular they are, too.
Yes, very true. He was two cars ahead of her, and they took his order anyway. So when it was her turn, she asked if they saw what he did. It turned out they did, and he didn't actually get away with it. They told her they added a, quote, home run note to his order. That's apparently the code that they use when someone cuts, so other employees know about it. When they see that note, they don't give you your food right away. They ask you to pull up and put your blinkers on and make you wait. They make you wait just as long as you would have waited if you didn't cut.
Wow.
They told her he'd probably end up waiting 30 to 40 minutes for his food.
Wow. Wow. I didn't even realize they had a procedure for that.
As surprised as I was when I read this morning, the more I thought about it, the more it seemed like, oh, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Because not only does it happen so much that you would, and think about this, it happens so much that they have a code for it that all employees at In-N-Out
are aware of it. Yeah.
There's probably at least 20 or 30 people working at this place, and they all know it just by, you know, right away when you see it. Wow. And everything. That tells you how often it happens.
That's crazy, man. Maybe this is more of a big metropolis area thing. I don't think I have ever experienced that. Someone cutting in line at a drive-thru. I don't remember it. Maybe it's happened. I just don't remember it. But I don't feel like I've experienced it before. So I don't know.
Portillo's. I'm a little kid. It's just my dad and I were picking up food for my mom because she's pregnant and wants a specific thing from Portillo's.
Sure.
We are getting there, and a guy on a motorbike, cuts in front of my dad. And my dad, who is not a person who jumps to anger right away or any of these things, my father is very calm, cool, collected, and then you get an idea of where his head is at.
Right.
And so he just, Jimmy, watch the car. I'm like 8. He's like, watch the car. And he gets out. I don't know what he said to this guy, but it was not like him throwing his arms up in the air or anything
yelling
like that.
Yelling and screaming, right? Yeah.
Just that guy left. True story. True story. You ever meet Jim Maloff, you go ahead and ask him about it, because I would love to know what he said to that guy.
Right, exactly. Wild.
It might have not been anything tense or angry.
Yeah.
It might have just been the basic conversation between two grown men.
Right,
but
sure.
I have a hard time believing that.
with what happened afterwards, it might have been something a little, you know, maybe a little stronger.
That guy had no problem taking off on that bike. I don't know necessarily, like, so... I think that we have a judicial system for a reason, and we need to let it do its thing. Mm. And I am one of those people that even with everything my family has been on, and we have been on both sides of the tracks, everybody, I still believe in this system. If for any other reason, then it is the best one in the world, I think. Mm. And it is not perfect by any means, and there is a lot of work to be done on it. Mm-hmm. But it's better than the most have, and I think it's a good system. And then there is the justice system that we have as human beings. there are little things to this. Right. The idea that you are trying to get to an elevator and it's about to shut and somebody keeps it open for you, mm-hmm. you know, and then the person that doesn't. And how right. we feel about that person, you know.
So yeah, think about that quick moment when they don't do that for you, and it doesn't last long. But if there's that thing that clicks in your brain, it's like, oh, how rude, right? Yeah.
Whether you're in the elevator with that person or you are the person running, you immediately sentence that person to 5 years in that jail yeah, of yours right. in your head.
Yeah, exactly.
You sentence them.
How dare you?
We do different things like this. Yeah. We in that way we judge. We're all judges. Mm-hmm. And we all do it a little bit now. We're supposed to be better about this, and you try to be better about it. But being real, especially in the heat of the moment, we do certain mm-hmm. things.
Right.
I'm okay with this because they're not messing with the food. You know?
Yeah. You can't do that.
If the reason I read the article already, because I like to be fresh to... I like to be fresh to these. I like to be as new to this as our co-hosts and everything. Sure. I don't want you guys to be in a blind spot like I'm not or something. Yeah, right. But I kind of thought where this was going was they were going to do something to the food. And that ain't cool to me. Like, you can't get away with that.
You can't do that. Because, well, first of all, it would hurt the company.
Yeah.
I mean, your specific restaurant, that's not, you don't want to do that. But at the same time, and it's not like they're doing anything drastic either. They're just saying it would take them this much time to get their food if they were in the proper order at the drive-thru. So they're just kind of adding, you know, the time it would take anyway, which honestly seems reasonable to me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And honestly, if it even comes close to getting these people to not do it, like, because
that's the hope, really. Really, you'd hope it's to correct behavior, right?
715-424-2600. Is there ever an okay time in society to cut lines? And I'm not talking about, oh, my child is sick and I've got to get in here first or anything.
Right. Obviously, in emergency situations.
Yes, yeah. Women and children first. 100%. Yes, 100% on that. I'm right. talking about, like, there's ever just a situation where we are okay with this, because not only that, I've never cut a line.
I don't think I have either.
I've never done it.
I don't remember doing it.
I have done darn near every bad thing there is. I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, wow, I think I actually found something that even in my, you know, over outside of the, you know, outside of the other side and other side of the tracks and all those things, life that I've lived and all the bad things I've done, and I've owned all that and I've done some, you know, for it. I've never cut a line. I have one thing where I am not so rebellious about. Right. I respect lines.
Well, and it could
I'm
be
a
one
little
of,
flabbergasted. Yes,
well,
this.
Hey, well, and I think it has something to do with the immediacy of it. What you're doing when you cut the line is you're saying, you know, you to everyone else in the line.
Yeah.
And they can see it. It's not like you can hide, right?
Yeah.
And this is what I think, that's the thing that irritates people the most, is that they've been there for you know, they're waiting for a line. You're all in the together. You're all a group. And as soon as someone does that, it ruins the group because it messes up the whole order of the thing. People don't like that.
Mm-mm.
And it seems like, why? Are you more important than me? Maybe that's the egalitarian spirit of America. I don't, you know, I don't want to get that deep into it, but
I don't know.
It really seems to be the issue, you know?
Well, to that point, I wonder if it's an issue in other countries as much as it is here.
That's a great question.
So I wonder what, you know,
I would be curious to find that out, actually.
I'm so shocked that I've never done this. I said flabbergasted. I don't think I've ever even said that. I'm not sure I've ever said that word.
Flabbergasted.
I don't know.
It's a great word.
I have no idea.
It's a very useful word.
I feel like in my mind palace, that's like in the attic somewhere that nobody even knew that.
You're
blowing this off.
Yeah, you're going through the old chest in there. Yeah. Flabbergasted. Wow.
Okay, let's pull that one out.
Let's use it. I haven't used this in a long time. Does it fit? Oh, yeah, look at that. It works.
And we do this, you know, if you want to call in and everything, we don't know who you are. I want to know if there is a legitimate reason to cut lines, because I'm very curious about
this. Honestly, because most of the things we have in line, you know, maybe, you know, there's always a reason we're in a line, mm-hmm. right? We're going to see a movie. We're at the DMV.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, either wants or needs, there's a reason you're there. Let's just keep it orderly, you know. Wait your turn. I think it's an equality thing. I really do.
Agreed. Yep. And boy, when it comes to that, that's our thing here in this country, equality. So I think that's a good idea.
We should strive for anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll take a quick time out, come back, and have some more fun on the morning show.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Hi friends, it's Steven.
And Katrina from Family Natural Foods. We'll be having our 79th Customer Appreciation Day sale going on Friday, October 3rd, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, October 4th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. 910 West Grand Ave in Wisconsin Rapids.
We'll have samples and product experts answering your questions. Don't forget to sign up for some awesome door prizes and receive a free gift with purchase. Join us Friday, October 3rd and Saturday, October 4th for our 79th Customer Appreciation Day sale.
Working with nature since 1946.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Partly sunny and still hanging on to some heat today as high temperatures scrape the low 80s. The chance of showers, maybe a small storm early this evening. A lot of the rain looks to hold off until at least tomorrow afternoon. Ramps up, giving us a soaking weekend. Drags our temperatures down to the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Little Diana Carroll to play us in here, one of our favorites. As we miss Melissa. You can tell, we've been playing a lot of female singers. I hope you're sleeping in, Mel. No, not that she could do that during a work week or anything. What am I saying?
Busy lady.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about us and guys here for a second and our anxiety. Now, real quick, I'm going to be honest with everybody that as we've talked about before in this show, and I've actually talked about with a lot of Rapid Support guests, even this week, current week, I believe that men need to be going forward. I'm not talking about being more open and sharing more or any of this. I'm talking about every case-by-case basis. Mm-hmm. Every single guy is different. And all of us are trying to rewire and rewrite the playbook here. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to what strength is, when it comes to what it is to be a man and all that, and rewriting that, and not in some way of, oh, we've lost what it is to be a man, blah, blah, blah. That's just people trying to talk noise and bark at you. Right. Nothing that has ever made any sense. It has no real actual value to it other than them spinning it and trying
They just don't want to do it. Don't want to do it. They're lazy is basically what it is.
We got a perfect example of this in the state with a guy representing others and likes to bark and act like he's a tough guy when really he just can't. He's just a baby. Yeah. He's just a child. Mm-hmm. He is a child with a three-word name that doesn't deserve to be said half the time and everything.
Right.
He cannot help himself. He cannot let others speak because he is not confident enough in his own self. These guys that try to act tough and seem tough are the weakest human beings I've ever seen.
Insecure people. Yeah. Yes.
Vanny is one of the bigger cowards and whiners I've ever heard in politics. Seriously. History. And I grew up in Illinois.
Have you ever seen Chicago politics?
Yeah. I grew up with Chicago politics, and Van Orton reminds me of an Illinois politician.
Ooh.
Yeah. That may be the greatest insult I can give
him. I think you may did.
Van
you may
Orton
have done
is
that.
An Illinois politician. Ooh. That's what he reminds me of. And guys, people like that. So the opposite of that is what I'm talking about. What it really does. And one of the ways we get around this is talking about anxiety. It's talking about things that bug us or whatever. I'm a person that believes that anxiety is something that we labeled as human beings. Mm-hmm. Anxiety is deeper than just, oh, it's a bad feeling.
Right.
It's something you can harness, something that you can also remind yourself that it means you're engaged.
Right.
It means you care
right.
if you are anxious about something.
And I want to make a little clarifying statement on this. We're not talking about like anxiety, the condition. That is something else. Yes. That is a hormonal thing that can be, you know, there's medications that you can be on this. We're talking things, you know, that, like you were saying before, make you feel, you know, nervous, that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So much of this show is I say something and Seth makes it make sense. Thank you. Thank you for being you.
Just wanted to be clear. That's all.
There's a new survey out on men's hairstyles, and 21% of men say that they feel very nervous or anxious asking their barber or hairstylist for a new look. 23% of men have been afraid to ask for specific cuts, even when they really wanted it.
Wow.
They will be all in gear. All right, I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this. They get in the chair. Same as always, Bob.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
They don't change it at all.
The study found the average guy gets their hair cut 10 times per year, about once every 5 weeks, and has had the same hairstyle for 7 years.
Really? I think I've had the same one for like decades, honestly, when I think about it.
I had changed mine a couple months back, but otherwise I'd had that same hair for almost 20 years.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Almost like a long time I had long hair. Mm-hmm. The other 45% have thought about, 84% of men say that they feel confident with their current do, and 55% say that they have never considered changing it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The other 45% have thought about it, but that doesn't mean that they're up for anything.
Mm-hmm.
They just thought about it. And here are the 10 hairstyles ranked by the number of those men who think that they could maybe make it work.
Oh, all right. Oh, interesting. Okay.
But I saw a game that we could play here.
Oh, okay.
And I will keep track of this myself.
Okay.
If you want to call or text us through the Civic Media app, or you want to direct message us on Facebook, however you want to do this, all you guys out there, how long have you had your current haircut?
Oh, my God.
And whoever has had their haircut the longest, they're going to get a shirt. And some of our swag.
We got lots of stuff to give away. Yeah, that's a great idea.
But that's our contest. That's a little thing. Wow. Just a little fun thing we're doing here. Nothing big or anything like that.
I do not qualify as an employee here, but I feel like I've had basically the same haircut for, God, since I've been in my 20s. It's got to be at least 20 years.
It's got to be at least 20 years.
Yeah.
That's a good bar. That gives us some data.
There you go.
Balance off of it, everything. but I want to hear from you guys. Let us know. And look, this is fun. I'm not, there's no judgment here or anything.
No,
like
not
that.
At all. No.
I'm an actor. That's why my hair changes all the time. I have not really done what I wanted to do with my hair for a very long time.
You have touched on something that I think if you are anxious about changing your hairstyle, get a role in a play.
Yes,
it's there a you great go. Excuse to have a different haircut.
Oh, you're so right about this.
I am telling you, man.
You're so right about that.
And you don't have to, you know, you don't have to rationalize it. Oh, you know, I got to do something different for the role, you know, and you're, it's like, I have to do it. It's like you're almost required to.
My hair has a mind of its own, so I've never really known what to do with it. That's why I became an actor. That's the whole reason. You just figured me out.
You guys can figure out my hair. Yeah, I don't have to figure it out.
Here are 10 hairstyles ranked by the number of those men who think they could maybe make it work. Like letting it all grow out. 28% of men think that they could pull that off.
Okay.
Yeah. I think more guys than they think. Yeah,
I think that's high.
It's a little high, maybe.
That's my personal taste, I think, too. But yeah.
Fully shaved or bald. 22% of men believe they can pull that off.
I might have to err on the side on this one, too. There's some guys who look fantastic with the bald pate, man. They look great. Just shave everything off. They look fantastic. I don't know if everyone does, though. That's a tough one. Nope. Yeah.
I would say a good, like a very high percentage.
Yeah.
We're talking like 80-some percent of men, I think, look good bald.
Yeah.
But there are some of us.
This doesn't
and
work.
I am one of them. I do not think you will never see me without hair.
Yeah.
Never.
Even if he's wearing a toupee. Man,
I don't know what I'll have to do because I couldn't wear a toupee or anything like
you
that.
You don't think so? Huh?
I got to figure that out.
Straight up wig.
I just
got
to take care of myself because I cannot go bald. I've got a little bit of a dent in the back here, man, because of the way they delivered me. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Don't look right. Don't look right. Middle parted long hair. Middle part long hair.
That works on the like traditional a face like James. Mm. Yeah, totally. A narrow face. Perfect. Works perfectly that way.
13% of men believe that they could pull that off. Getting a hard side part. 13% believe they can pull that off.
It's like it's chiseled in your skull.
Spiked hair. 11% of men think they can pull that one off.
Okay.
My father's go-to look, the greased back hair. 10% think they can pull that one off.
Your father can pull it off.
Yeah, my dad definitely.
A lot of people, you have prominent nose. If you have a prominent nose, you can do it. Yes.
You're right.
That's why Robert De Niro, he looks good. He's got the big nose.
You got to have the big nose. Yeah. It helps. A mullet. 8%. That's actually really low to me. 8% of men think that they can pull off a mullet. I would think that'd be a lot higher.
Those are mostly the guys that don't want to get a new haircut.
They
just keep going back to the mullet.
They are the same person that cannot wait to tell you, and they think that you've never heard this before. Party in the front, you know, in the back, business in the front, party in the back. They cannot wait to tell you this. It comes with a little card when they get the mullet, and they think that you've never heard it before.
There's always be that 10% of the population will have a mullet, by the way, as well. They'll never go out of style.
No, that'll always be.
They'll always be with us. Yes,
the mohawk at 8%.
I like anyone who can pull off a mohawk because that's a hard one. That's a tough one.
That is a rare one to see pulled off, but when it is pulled off, it looks cool.
It looks fantastic, yes.
Yeah, there's certain things with that one, yeah. And a bleached buzz cut, 7%. It says bleached buzz cut, but
I don't know what that even means.
Yeah,
I know the bleach part, but
yeah, I know that part. Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't get the one with the bangs where they have it shaved, but they have the bangs. I don't get that one. I don't get that. We'll come back. We're going to have some more fun with our Pet of the Week coming up.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin.
CBS News Special Report. President Trump is wrapping up his state visit to the UK with a news conference with Prime Minister Keir Starmer right now.
The bond between our countries is like no other anywhere in the world. The United States and the United Kingdom have done more good on this planet than any two nations in human history.
President Trump touched on the war in Ukraine.
The one that I thought would be easiest would be because of my relationship with President Putin, but he's let me down. He's really let me down. It was going to be Russia and Ukraine, but we'll see how that turns out. But that turned out to be, I thought it might be among the easiest of the group.
Prime Minister Starmer says they spoke privately for about an hour and agreed for the need for peace and a roadmap in Gaza. Mr. Trump says he wants the hostages released immediately. The two men signed a tech agreement earlier today.